It's the season finale of Behind the Bench, our weekly Buffalo Sabres chat with reporter Bill Hoppe. I'm Omar Fatu. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
The Sabres failed to make the playoffs for a sixth straight season. General manager Tim Murray held an end-of-season press conference on Wednesday. He spoke for about 30 minutes. There's a lot to dive into. Let's start with the coach, Dan Bylsma, and whether he'll be back next season. As you said in your column, Murray didn't exactly give Bylsma a ringing endorsement.
No, he didn't. And this was Tim Murray's opportunity to say, you know what, Dan Bylsma is my coach, and enough of this talk, we're going forward with him. And he really didn't say that. He said he's my coach today. And to me, that leaves the door open, the possibility that something could happen in the coming weeks. I think it's unlikely still at this point, but it does leave the door open. When pressed further if Dan Bylsma would be his coach next season, Murray replied, I guess so. And he talked about how there's meetings coming up with the Pegulas in Florida and how everyone, including himself, is under review. So the takeaway from all that is that Murray's disappointed in the job Dan Bylsma's done so far, and I think he's on the hot seat for next season. And after a season like this one filled with regression, I think if the Sabres get off to a poor start next year, Dan Bylsma will be replaced early on.
Well, Murray made an interesting comment about the player-coach relationship. Let's give that a listen.
Maybe they could put a coffee in their hand once in a while and do 2 hours of video instead of three and get out and get to know our players and talk to our players. And it's about coaching individuals a little more and coaching system a little less.
There's a belief out there that there's a big disconnect between Bylsma and some of his players, most notably Jack Eichel. What did you make of that comment?
Well, it was certainly an interesting comment, and that's what everyone's been asking over the last week or so here. Is there a disconnect between the players and coaches? Is the message not getting through? And everyone insists it is getting through. But to me, from my perspective, being there every day, I don't think it's quite getting through. The preparations you see on the ice during practice and you hear about, it's not quite translating to the ice. I think if it translated the way the coaches want, obviously the Sabres would be a lot better, and they wouldn't be so loose in their game. They wouldn't have given up the most shots in the league per game and so forth. I think what Tim Murray was speaking to was the overcoaching that's been in the NHL now for probably 20 years or so, and it seems to be getting worse and worse. These coaches, they watch video for hours and prepare their teams, and the human element is lost, and they don't talk to the players as much as they should and get to know them. And knowing Dan Bylsma, it does surprise me to hear he wants that, because Dan Bylsma is a very personal guy. He's quite the personality. So I agree with Tim Murray. Spending an hour talking to players instead of an hour doing video, getting to know your players and their interests, their family, their other thoughts on hockey, I think that could be very beneficial.
Well, Murray did take his share of the blame when it comes to the team's roster construction. In your opinion, what does this team need to do in the offseason to make that playoff push next year?
Well, first and foremost, they have to improve the defense core, and that's what Tim Murray said is his number one offseason priority, and I think everyone around Buffalo agrees with him. The Sabres defense core, they have some nice players in there, but it's not playoff caliber, in my opinion. They just don't have enough offense. They don't have enough puck movers. They can't get the puck out of the zone well enough, and it's hurt the Sabres' transition game, which means they have a poor 5-on-5 offense, and they score most of their goals on the power play and off of hard work deep in the zone, and that's not what Tim Murray wants. It's probably not what Dan Bylsma wants. The Sabres, they have some good horses up front where they could stretch the ice and score some transition goals and so forth. So the Sabres, they have plenty of problems. They need more forward depth. Like every team, they need more scoring. But if you had to isolate one problem, it's number one by far is that they need to improve the defense. And it's going to be hard, because if you want a young puck-moving defenseman, there aren't very many out there. The price is going to be steep. It would probably cost them a young forward. And Murray has his work cut out from there.
We talked about forward Kyle Aposo's illness last week. Any update?
No, there's no update. And Tim Murray was pretty emphatic on Wednesday, saying that the team's not going to give an update. And as much as everyone wants to know about what's going on with Kyle Aposo, I mean, this is a man's health, and I think that needs to be respected, of course. That said, we have to ask people like Tim Murray about Kyle Aposo's condition, and Tim Murray probably should have realized that.
Well, Bill, I want to thank you for joining us each week this season. We'll check in with you from time to time throughout the off season. Otherwise, we'll be back in the fall for season 4 of Behind the Bench.
Thank you so much, Omar.